Yeah, on the basis that we're 1-0 up, we didn't play particularly well even when we went 1-0 up, to put it that way to you, but we got ourselves into a great position, position we've been in a number of times in the last couple of months. But we can't defend like we defended and hope to win games. So we can get a draw out of them. There were poor goals we gave away. That's not taking anything away from Pats. They were the better side in possession without doubt. But like, you know, we didn't threaten Brendan Clarke. I don't think he's safe to make. Saying that, I don't think Mark Antony had a whole lot to do either.
The first goal could have been handled better as well. I mean, Mark Antony made the save, but when the ball was returned back in, he was able to.
Yeah, well, we lost it out at the left side of the middle of the pitch as well. Sam gave the ball away and then mistimed his tackle, where they turned us over, if they like, just inside our own half. Yeah, Mark saved it and went out to the outside left position, and we didn't deal with the ball back in. But to be fair to Darren Markey, he took it well. I think the second goal, to be fair to Gareth, he's put his hand up there and you know, he's brave enough to admit that he made a foolish decision, you know, with the experience that he has. And, you know, it's difficult to take. Had they scored two wonder goals, it might be easier to take, but so be it. We've got to move on. There's no point in licking our wounds for too long. We need to move on. Dermot to Sligo next Friday.
Yeah, and fairness to Pats, they had, you know, so much possession, although they played some good football as well tonight, and the fact that they were playing under a new manager probably did them no harm either.
Yeah, well, you're always going to get a kick when a new manager comes in. I thought the first 20 minutes they were very, very good, and we weathered that storm, and that's the disappointing part. You know, they came out with huge impetus and drove forward and kept possession, and you know, in Birmingham and Simon Madden were causing us bother wide, fullbacks were pushed on. But we weathered that storm, and that's probably the disappointing part of it. That you know, it was in the second half where they actually won the game. Yep, they're the better side there tonight. But to be in a position of 1-0 up, and while we were sitting deep, they didn't really have a huge amount of chances, despite having the majority of the possession. Mm.
They play UCD next weekend themselves, Ollie, and Harps are away to Sligo on Friday night. So it's going to be another big weekend.
Yeah, like if we defend like we defended there, Dermot, we'll get nothing out of any game, and we need to create more as well if we've any hope of trying to get into the Sligo or away with the Cork. They're two hugely difficult games, and we need to cut out the mistakes. It's, you know, we had a lot of those mistakes in our game back in the first half of the season. We eradicated a lot of them, but they came back to haunt us there tonight. But so be it. We move on very quickly. Had we won the game, we'd have moved on. Having lost the game, we move on quickly to Germany.
But still 6 points ahead of UCD with six games to go, Ollie. You'll take that, I'm sure.
Well, we'd love to be in 7 points ahead or even more. You know, there's a long way to go on it, Germany. And as I said to you, we need to be better tonight than tonight to have any hope of getting to a playoff spot, because the way we coughed up goals there won't get us to that.